Good morning and welcome to Zion. I want to especially extend a warm welcome to our visitors and guests. I love the energy I feel in this room this morning. We are delighted to have Canby High School Cantalinas here to share with us their gifts and their director, Brooks Gingrich. Welcome. I want to ask if we would stand for a moment and greet those around us. If you have an announcement, please come forward.
Good morning. I have an announcement to make. Write down the day, December 14th. It's a Saturday, December 14th. Because on December 14th, my white van will be parked out here in the afternoon. And in that van will be between 200 and 300 pounds of freshly ground and packaged beef. It is to be given away. So what I'd like to have you do, you have a very important part of this. You have to come and pick it up. And you can have 1 pound, 5 pounds, 20 pounds. But what I need from you is I need to have a name and a telephone number in case that the people who are cutting and wrapping this meat are not on my schedule, which is a possibility. It's free. It's a Christmas gift to Zion from Judy and I, who have shown us great love. And all you have to do is come and get it. I don't need your Social Security number. I don't need your bank account number. All I need is for you to come and pick it up and use it. And you can, depending on how many people show up, will depend on kind of, that's one of the reasons I need a name and a telephone number, is so I can kind of determine how much to give out to people. And I think that I'll have help with Aiden here to hand that out. Come and get it, please. My freezer will not hold 250 pounds of ground beef. So if you want 20 pounds to put in the freezer and use, come and get it. That's all you have to do. The afternoon of the 14th.
There's quite a few announcements in our bulletin, so I just want to make sure people look at those and read through different things happening during our Advent season also. In your bulletin, you will find an insert on the front of our order that is our call to worship. There are a lot of references to Jesus as shepherd in the Bible. And a definition of a shepherd is a person who tends, herds, protects, guides, and watches over a group of people. So would you join me in this call to worship as we share some of the words from Psalm 23? I will be the call, you will be the response. The Lord is our shepherd. Our shepherd knows us and calls us by name.
We call
our shepherd is completely trustworthy. Green pastures, refreshing water, and safe shelter. These are the gifts of our shepherd.
In trust, we follow our shepherd.
In peace, we rest secure.
In joy and thankfulness, we celebrate our shepherd's goodness.
The Lord is our shepherd. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? God, you are a God of hope, and we gather together in your presence, you as our shepherd God, who calls us each by name, who restores our souls, who leads us in the way of righteousness, and whose goodness and love never stop pursuing us. May this time of worship, this place of sanctuary, be a safe haven for us. May this be a home for holy words and songs and prayers as we devote ourselves to you this morning. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing together.
Turn to page 580 in the Blue Books, 580. And I'd like us to please stand. And on verse 3, I'd like you all to hum.
Thank you.
page 2.
Would our ushers please come forward for our morning offering? Would you join me in prayer? Generous God, you gave us life, and now we give our lives back to you. We present ourselves, our work and play, our thoughts and deeds, our gifts and resources to be used by you for the sake of all people everywhere. Amen.
Thank you.
I want to invite the Cantilenas to come up with their director, Brooks Gingrich, to share with us in music.
Our next song, the Hymn to the Eternal Flame, was composed by Stephen Paulus. It is a much larger work. It concludes a much larger work. And it was written in memory of victims of the Holocaust, particularly the children. After a visit to the Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem, Stephen was drawn to the hundreds of photos of the children. Many of the pictures were taken before they arrived and even knew the conditions of the camps. The innocence and concern in their eyes is where he chose to craft this text. The words remind us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Our soprano soloist is Avery Moyes. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Now we're going to travel to Germany a bit on two songs I recently came across. The first is by Johann Michael Bach, and we won't get lost. It's kind of the Mennonite game trying to figure out his relation, but he is an older elder of J.S. Bach. And then the text is Our Days Are as a Shadow. The next song is from the Romantic Era by Albert Becker, and if you want to look it up, it's Psalm 77. Just can't get enough of these German songs, so enjoy.
O Sede
Check. Now we shall head to Sweden. This is a modern Swedish composer by the name of Fredrik Sixten. And one of the most universal words of all time, Alleluia, Alle to praise, Yahweh. And one of the things that I think drew us to this piece is this composer, just when you think you know where the song's headed, he plays around with meter and just different harmonies in the way he composes it. So enjoy. It's a new one. You guys are familiar with shape note singing? It's the old form of solfege. This is a really cool hymn based off of that, the fugue behind the bass starting the melody. And what drew me to this hymn, composed by Seth Houston, is its message. It's about environmental stewardship. Enjoy.
Now gather in the clay where the emerald stream and the evening shade and bear.
Check again. Thank you guys for being an awesome audience. This next song I kind of came across by accident. You know how YouTube will just keep playing things? I don't know if you've heard of Alice Parker. Definitely one of the most famous American arrangers of folk songs and hymns. And I think she turns 96 this December 16th. She visited Goshen quite a bit for workshops on melody and just singing hymns. And this next piece is really intense, but our soloists are doing really awesome on it. They are Dylan Strickland and Noah Hansen. And I don't know if you guys have seen the movie 12 Years a Slave, but the message is right. The speaker of these words that has given up on this world. Enjoy.
Thank you. I think I speak for all of us when I say, wow. For those who are visiting, I'm Matthew Suara, one of the two pastors here at Zion Mennonite Church, along with Jana. Again, welcome to the singers, family, friends, and all visitors. I invite you now to join me in a prayer of blessing for all of us here. Let's pray. My Lord, what a morning. A morning when we hear the echoes of truth, beauty, and love ringing from the heavenly halls around the throne of the Lamb. What a morning here in this sanctuary, not only a sanctuary of wood and stone and carpet, but also a sanctuary of sound, beautiful sound. Thank you, Lord, for the talents that you give. Thank you for the hunger to express them and develop them. For everyone's joy and inspiration mutually. In the harmony and the unity and the beauty of the music we have heard, something of what the angels sing and hear. And thank you, Lord, for everyone here doing the wonderful work of singing and the wonderful work of listening. But especially, Lord, thank you for those who have ministered to us and for their family and friends who support them in this. And may they all be blessed and enriched as much as are we who listen. And may what we have heard and enjoyed give voice to the joys in our hearts and our homes. And may it give also comfort and consolation for any burdens or pains that we bear. Your kingdom come on earth, we pray, as it is in heaven. And may your reign of truth, beauty, and love, of faith, hope, and love grow in us, among us, and through us. And this we pray especially for any among us who bear burdens of sorrow or grief or loss among us here. And also as we enter a festive but often so frantic season, by the power and presence of your Spirit among us and within us, grant us in this season that we're just beginning to celebrate refreshment, renewal, and rest in you and family and friends amid all the activities and the observances of this season. And this is a time, Lord, when we thank you for the fruitfulness of the earth, of the sun, of human love and of labor, on which we all depend and are connected, which are bringing in a generous harvest to meet our needs for life, for love, for worthwhile service in this world. And may your love, may our love, may our lives multiply the harvest of righteousness for which you have taught us to pray and to labor. And this we pray in the name of him who is the firstborn from among the dead, the sower of the seed of your word, King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen.
As we go out now and look to the frantic and festive holiday season, I asked myself, what song do I want to be singing? And I decided on page 545. Please turn to page 545. Let love be our vision. Let love be our wisdom. Let love be the power of our power. Please stand. We'll sing verses 1, 2, 3, and 5.
Thank you guys for allowing us to come early this year. This is our first performance of 14 left now after this. If you have any Portland friends, we'll be at the Grotto on December 3rd. That's a Tuesday night at 8:20 p.m. Tell all the hipsters and all your Portland friends if you have them. Also, our big concerts are December 11th and 12th. Those are free. The doors will open at 6. Come hear this group in a choir of 108. And you can imagine those German songs with 108 singers. Can't wait. That's December 11th and 12th. They're free, first come, first serve, at 7 p.m. at the Fine Arts Center. This last song we're doing, I think it's important to just share. I mean, when else can this happen? I'll never forget my junior year of high school. We took this song to state, and that year, my grandma, Dorothy, passed, and Tom decided to come to work all week, and I will never forget him just really letting go on this piece. Our speaker right now is Meridian.
Our final piece, Ubi Caritas, is by the French composer Maurice Duduflé. Maurice was a highly self-critical and introspective musician. As a result, he only wrote 14 works in his lifetime. Published in 1930, Ubi Caritas is based on the Gregorian chants of the same name. The words translate, "To where charity and love are, there God is. The love of Christ has brought us together. Let us exult and in him be joyful. Let us fear and let us love the living God. And from a sincere heart, let us love each other. Where charity and love are, there God is." Amen.
You are dismissed. Go in peace.